Bone and Bamboo Mahjong. The 1920s Shanghai heirloom still hand-carved today. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. A bone and bamboo mahjong set is the heirloom tier of the hobby. 166 tiles hand-carved from cattle shin bone laminated to bamboo, housed in a shell inlaid rosewood case, exactly as Shanghai made them when mahjong swept America in the 1920s. It restocks in waves rather than sitting always in cart. So treat it as an heirloom you wait for. Link whichever variant is in stock the day you buy, and keep an eye on the YMI Direct pages and the reputable vintage market as a viable fallback. Some objects are bought, this one is waited for. I love a thing you gather around, and there is nothing in my whole eccentric wing that gathers a table quite like a bone and bamboo mahjong set sliding open out of its rosewood drawers under a warm lamp. The click of the tiles, the cream of aged bone against jade green bamboo, the little shell birds inlaid in the lid catching the light. This is the set that comes out every holiday for 50 years, and then belongs to somebody's grandchild. When mahjong became America's obsession in the 1920s, the starter sets came from Shanghai, and they looked exactly like this. The quiet miracle is that you can still buy a faithful new one genuinely hand-carved, genuinely bony if you catch it in stock. Let's talk about why it's worth the wait, and how to land one that's actually buyable. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. Why were 1920s Shanghai bone and bamboo sets the status symbol? Picture America in 1923. Mahjong has arrived from China and the whole country has lost its head over it. Department stores can't keep sets on the shelves. Hostesses throw mahjong evenings in silk and lacquer, and the truly fashionable want the real thing. The real thing came from Shanghai, 144, and soon for the American game, more tiles hand-carved from white cattle shin bone, each bone face laminated to a slab of bamboo for the back, then housed in a carved rosewood case with shell inlay and sliding drawers. These were not toys. They were luxury craft objects and they cost accordingly. A bone and bamboo set in a beautiful box signaled exactly the same thing a good watch or a piano did: taste, money, and the patience to own something made by hand. That status charge never fully faded. A century later, the material still read as the heirloom tier, and the silhouette cream tiles, jade backs, deep red case glinting with shell, still says this is the good set the moment it hits the table. What I find lovely is that the status was never just about price. It was about presence. A bone set has weight and warmth a plastic one simply can't fake, and everyone at the table feels it in the first hand. What makes bone and bamboo the heirloom tier above plastic? Walk the modern mahjong shelves and you'll mostly meet melamine and acrylic, bright, cheap, indestructible and completely fine for game night. Bone and bamboo sits a full tier above all of it, and the difference is something you feel in your hand before you can name it. The collectors who live in this hobby are blunt about the trade-off. Bone and bamboo is the heirloom grade. Real heft and it ages beautifully. Bone warms to a soft ivory cream over decades the way good piano keys do, but it asks for care that plastic never does. Plastic is an appliance, bone is closer to a musical instrument. Wait and click. Bone tiles have a density and a sound that satisfying clack on a shuffle that lightweight plastic can't reproduce. It earns a patina. Bone mellows and deepens, plastic just looks older, it's repairable and lasting. A century-old bone set still plays. Most plastic sets are landfill in 20 years. That's the whole pitch for the splurge. You are not buying a nicer version of the same thing, you're buying a different category of object. One meant to outlive you and get handed down, not replaced. Why do hand-carved tiles vary and why is that a good thing? Here's the detail that turns a buyer into a believer. On a faithful bone and bamboo set, every tile's markings are carved and inked by hand. Yellow Mountain Imports still makes them this way today. Their own product pages describe each tile as cut and carved one at a time with the markings carved and painted by hand. And the honest consequence is that the tiles are not identical. Color shifts a hair from one bamboo to the next. A carved bird tilts a degree the maker's hand didn't on the tile beside it. The red and green ink sits slightly differently. If you're coming from the world of mass-molded plastic, your instinct might be to call that a flaw. It is the exact opposite. That variation is the signature of a human hand and it's precisely what collectors prize. A machine makes 166 perfect clones. A carver makes 166 siblings. The faint inconsistencies are the proof of authenticity, the fingerprint that says someone sat and cut these, one at a time. Practically, it means two things. First, your set is unrepeatable. No other set on earth is carved quite like yours. Second, and this matters when you shop, you should expect minor variation and never reject a set over it. Lean into it. The little imperfections are where the soul lives. American versus Chinese sets. Which variant should you buy? This is the one place people genuinely buy the wrong thing, so let me make it simple. The bone and bamboo line comes in two flavors, and they are not interchangeable. They're built for different games. The American set adds the extra flowers and jokers that the National Mahjong League card game requires. The playing composition the NMJL game needs is 152 tiles. And Yellow Mountain ships its American sets as a 166 tile bundle. The 152 you play with plus spares, extra jokers and blanks. If you play American Mahjong, the card-based game your mom or your neighbor or your Tuesday group plays, this is the set built for it. The practical forum wisdom is exact about the count. American sets need the extra jokers and flowers for the NMJL card. On these YMI sets, confirm the full 166 tile bundle, which includes the spares, before you buy. The Chinese set uses a different subset and won't have the American jokers in the same way. It's gorgeous and correct for Chinese play and wrong for an American table. Play American NMJL card. Buy the American bone and bamboo set. Yellow Mountain Sparrows, Bats and Killin are all this configuration 166 tile bundle. Play Chinese or 3-player / Riichi adjacent. Buy the Chinese bone and bamboo variant instead, same materials, different tile mix. Buy the variant for the game you actually sit down and play. An heirloom you can use for your weekly game is just an expensive shelf decoration. And this one deserves the table. How do you store a rosewood case so it never splits? If you take one piece of preservation wisdom from me, make it this. Because it's the failure that breaks the most beautiful boxes. Antique-style rosewood cases can split as they age and dry out, and the shell inlay can warp for the same reason. Wooden shell move at different rates, and uneven drying is the enemy. This isn't a sourced manufacturer spec. It's the same fine wood and musical instrument care logic that protects any wooden inlay heirloom applied to a mahjong box. The fix is gentle and unglamorous. Treat it the way you treat a good guitar or a piano. Keep the climate boring and stable. Store it closed in its case at a stable, moderate humidity. Roughly 45-55% relative humidity is the band museums and instrument makers favor. That range keeps wood stable. Too dry and it cracks, too damp and it swells and warps. Keep it away from heating vents, radiators and direct sun. The villain is not heat exactly, it's the fast, repeated drying those sources cause. A box that dries out unevenly is a box that splits. Be extra cautious with shell-inlaid lids. Inlay and wood expand at different rates, so big humidity swings can lift or warp the inlay first. In practice, don't store it in a baking attic or a damp basement. A normal interior shelf, out of the sun with a small hygrometer nearby is plenty. If your home runs very dry in winter, a closed cabinet or a humidity pack tucked in a case buys real insurance. Why should you never overclean a vintage set? The instinct, when a gorgeous old bone set arrives a little yellowed and grimy, is to make it gleam. Resist that instinct with everything you have. As Tom Sloper's long-running mahjong frequently asked questions, Item 7-0, on cleaning and restoring sets, puts it plainly, any attempt to clean or restore a vintage or antique set carries the chance of damage and the potential to diminish its value in the eyes of purist collectors, who feel it takes away from the set's authenticity and value. Here's the logic. That soft ivory tone on aged bone is patina, decades of handling and oils and air, the visible record that this set was played and loved. Scrub it back to bright white and you haven't restored it. You've erased its history and with it a chunk of its worth. The same goes for the case. A too eager refinish strips the original surface that a knowledgeable buyer is actually paying for. So the rule of a careful keeper is light hands. Dust and a barely damp wipe, not solvents and scrubbing. Lift dirt, don't strip surface, leave the patina. The mellow cream of old bone is a feature, not a stain. Never refinish a vintage case to fix it. Original surface, shiny surface every time to the people who matter. This applies most to genuine vintage finds, but the spirit carries to a new set too, let it age. The whole point of bone is that it gets more beautiful with time and touch. Your job isn't to keep it factory new, it's to play it gently for decades and let it earn its glow. How do you care for bone tiles and shell inlaid boxes? Day to day, a bone and bamboo set is not fussy, it just needs the same kindness you give any fine wood and bone object. Two enemies, two habits. Enemy 1, dryness and direct heat. Bone, like the rosewood around it, hates being baked dry. Keep tiles out of direct sun and away from heating vents. The same rule that protects the case protects the tiles. After a session, a quick wipe with a soft, barely damp cloth lifts hand oils. Let them dry fully before they go back in the drawer. Never soak bone and skip harsh cleaners, they can dry and dull the surface. Enemy 2, humidity swings on the inlay. Shell inlaid lids are the most delicate part of the whole object. Mother of pearl and wood move at different rates, so the big preservation win is simply stable conditions that moderate steady humidity again and gentle handling of the lid. Don't stack heavy things on it, don't lay it bake in a sunny window. Wipe tiles with a soft, slightly damp cloth, dry before storing. Store closed and shaded away from vents and sun. Treat the inlaid lid as the fragile part, stable humidity, soft touch. Do this and the set rewards you the way bone always does. It deepens, it warms, it gets lovelier the more it's used. That's the quiet joy of a tactile heirloom, caring for it is part of the pleasure, not a chore. Is a faithful new set as collectible as a vintage one? The honest answer. A vintage Shanghai original carries a provenance and a history a new set can't manufacture. That's why true antiques command their own premiums, sometimes well into four figures at auction. But a faithful, currently hand-carved bone and bamboo set is its own kind of grail. And for most people, it's the better buy. Why? Because it's the real materials and the real method made today with no auction house guesswork about condition. You get genuine bone, genuine bamboo backs, a real shell-inlaid rosewood case, and tiles cut by hand, the same recipe Shanghai used. But you also get a complete, playable, undamaged set you can actually sit down and use this weekend. A vintage set is a thing you protect. A faithful new one is a thing you start. It becomes the heirloom yours with your table's history carved into the next 50 years. And it is genuinely still made. The line restocks in waves, it cycles in and out of stock rather than sitting always available, which is exactly why I treat this as a grail you wait for rather than grab. That intermittency is frustrating in a cart and wonderful in an object. Scarcity is part of why it stays special. Buy the faithful new set, play it gently, pass it down, and in 40 years it'll be somebody else's treasured vintage find. Final verdict. Save up, then wait for the restock. A bone and bamboo American mahjong set is the genuine heirloom tier. Real cattle bone tiles laminated to bamboo. Hand-carved today exactly as 1920s Shanghai made them. In a shell-inlaid rosewood case that warms more beautiful every year. Confirm the full 166 tile bundle for American play. Store it at stable, moderate humidity so the case never splits, and resist the urge to overclean. Do that and you haven't bought a game, you've started a 50-year heirloom that comes out every holiday and belongs eventually to someone you love. Prices and stock move. Check the link before you buy. Frequently asked questions. Is the modern Yellow Mountain Imports set really hand-carved or just marketed that way? Genuinely hand-carved. Yellow Mountain's own product pages describe each tile as cut and carved one at a time, with the markings carved and painted by hand, which is why the carving and color vary slightly from tile to tile. That variation is the signature of a human hand and exactly what collectors prize. A machine makes 166 identical clones. A carver makes 166 siblings. If your tiles were perfectly uniform, that would be the suspicious part. How much does a faithful new bone and bamboo American set cost, and is it in stock right now? Stock is the catch. At my last check, all three reads sold out on the maker's direct site Imimports. Come, the line is in print and restocks in waves, so it's a timing problem, not a dead product. Check the link. Buy whichever variant is in stock that day, reconfirm live availability on Amazon, which can differ from the direct site, and use the reputable vintage market as a viable fallback between restocks. American or Chinese set, what's the difference and which do I need? They're built for different games. The American set adds the extra jokers and flowers the National Mahjong League card game needs. The NMJL playing composition is 152 tiles, and Yellow Mountain ships its American sets as a 166-tile bundle. The 152 you play with plus spares, extra jokers and blanks. The Chinese set uses a different subset and won't have the American jokers the same way. Buy the variant for the game you actually play, and own these YMI American sets. Confirm the full 166-tile bundle before you commit. Why do collectors say never to overclean a vintage set? Because aggressive cleaning and restoration can diminish a vintage set's value and authenticity. Tom Sloper's Mahjong Frequently Asked Questions. Item 70 notes that purist collectors feel any attempt to clean or restore an antique set takes away from its authenticity and value. The soft ivory patina on aged bone is the visible record of decades of play. Scrub it bright or refinish the case, and you erase the history serious buyers are paying for. Light dusting and a barely damp wipe only. Leave the patina and never refinish an old case to make it shiny. How do I keep the rosewood case from splitting? Store it closed in its case at a stable, moderate humidity, roughly 45-55% relative humidity, the range museums and instrument makers favor, and keep it away from heating vents and direct sun. Antique-style cases split when they dry out unevenly, so steady climate is the single most important preservation step. This is general fine wood and inlay care, not a manufacturer spec. A small hygrometer and a humidity pack in dry winters is cheap insurance on a 50-year object, and be especially gentle with shell inlaid lids which can warp. Is a faithful new set worth it, or should I hold out for a real vintage one? For most people, the faithful new set is the better buy. Same bone and bamboo materials, same hand carving method, but a complete undamaged ready-to-play set with no condition guesswork. A vintage original carries provenance a new set can't manufacture, and often a much higher, more variable price, but you protect a vintage set, you start a new one. Play it gently, pass it down, and in 40 years it becomes somebody else's treasured vintage find.